We're back for week two of 3 points with Perillo. Hopefully everything goes a little bit better than week one did as the Patriots head down to New Orleans. I'm going to start off on defense this week for the Patriots. Obviously, not a whole lot went right on that side of the ball against Kansas City, but I think there are some easy fixes here for New England against New Orleans. The Saints can move the ball, we know that, but the Patriots just can't let them do it in the big chunks that they allowed Kansas City to do so. 75-yard play, 78, 58. You can't let it be that easy, and I think the Patriots are going to be in a much better position this week against the Saints. The communication has to get fixed on the back end. We saw Stephon Gilmore, Devin McCourty not on the same page on that 75-yard touchdown for Tyreek Hill. The Patriots need to make sure they keep everything in front of them. This is what Bill Belichick and Matt Patricia like to do. Let's get back to basics, back to fundamentals, take away the big plays. Offensively, I don't think there's really a whole lot to fix. I know people got all upset the Patriots only scored 27 points in the opener. I don't think that that was that bad a performance. And obviously, Tom Brady's going to do a lot better than completing 44% of his passes. Interesting to me is how they work the slot position. Danny Amendola probably not going to be in the mix. So how do you replace him? I think you got to use the running backs a little bit more. I think you want to get them in the passing game. The running backs more involved in the passing game. Rex Burkhead, Deion Lewis. Deion Lewis is a guy I think keep an eye on in this game. I think he could be running and receiving down in New Orleans, and I think this is an opportunity for the Patriots to get really back on track offensively, get those running backs involved. Patriots have some work to do going down in New Orleans. Obviously, they're coming off a terrible performance on opening night. The Saints, the same thing. This is their home opener. They didn't perform well against Minnesota, so they're going to be a desperate team at home. But the difference to me is the Patriots have a lot more talent than New Orleans does, and I think that's going to show. And again, take away the big plays. Don't let New Orleans get deep down the field. Tommy Lee Lewis did that against Minnesota. The Patriots are really, really going to have to prevent those big plays, make Drew Brees do it in short little pieces down the field and hope for a mistake. Do what Minnesota did. You let them move it between the 20s, you got to get tough in the red zone. So I think if you can make those minor little tweaks, I think the Patriots come out of this one with a 38-27 victory.